For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The story from Bogota. Colombian presidential hopeful Carlos Gaviria says he would like to legalize drugs, but it would not be possible, as it would turn the South American country into an international pariah. Quote, I'm in favor of legalizing drugs, but I'm also aware that a government cannot do this, end quote. So said Gaviria, age 69. Speaking to a small group of journalists, Gaviria said that by legalizing the production and consumption of drugs, the state would be able to better control its trade. Quote, but Colombia would become a pariah country, end quote, said Gaviria, who as a judge in the 1990s helped pass legislation legalizing possession of drugs for personal use in Colombia. His views on drugs contrast sharply with those of Uribe, who has waged a major U.S.-funded battle on the drug trade that often finances left-wing insurgents and right-wing paramilitary fighters. The U.S. and Colombian governments say fumigation operations have reduced the amount of land used to cultivate coca, the base ingredient of cocaine. Here to respond to that thought is last week's guest on Cultural Baggage, the former Attorney General of Colombia, the man most responsible for taking out Pablo Escobar and fracturing the Medellin cartel, Señor Gustavo de Grief.
The guerrillas and the paramilitaries are financing their operations with the money that comes from the narcotrafficking. The Plan Colombia, which was designed by the former president, is backed by the actual president of Colombia and backed by the U.S. government, intended to eradicate the coca plantations in Colombia. They have been aerial spraying the plantations for 2 years, and instead of diminishing the areas planted, the areas planted has remained almost the same, because you know that aerial eradication is good only for 4 months. If after the first 4 months they do not spray again the plantations, they grow again and the plants start giving the product again. So eradication is a failure.
Ulysses S. Grant died on July 23, 1885. According to the official text at Grant's tomb in Manhattan, he died, quote, under the influence of cocaine to keep him alert during the day and morphine to reduce the pain and help him sleep, end quote. I wonder what President Grant would think of our current drug laws. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.